You stand for the flag?
No.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to start tonight. We've got some folks here from BOLCES that are going to make a presentation. Maybe bored on this one because I've probably seen this stuff before, but please go ahead and share with everyone else.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm Shannon Parker, District Superintendent at Washington, Saratoga, Warren, Hamilton, and FS BOCES. We're excited to be here with you this evening. I have with me a few of our folks, Lynn King, our Board President, Dave Petruska, our Board Vice President, Tony Muller, our Senior Executive Officer, and in a few moments, we have your wonderful students who are going to introduce themselves. I hope no one's too disappointed in lieu of pens this year. We decided to give you a full color version of our strategic plan. We're really excited about the work that we've done in planning ahead for our BOCES and a few initiatives that we'll be undertaking in the years ahead. So this evening, we have a little bit of a spin on what we normally do. We're going to have the students talk a little bit about their experiences and their programs, and then we're going to show you a video that really captures our strategic plan and what we've been up to in planning for the years ahead. I was told that you would be really excited about the two-hour version of our presentation, and I'm excited to cut it down and give you the 30-second brief presentation. So we'll start with the students.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here tonight, so thank you for having us on this nice spring night in February. I'm Tony Muller, the Senior Executive Officer, and we have two of your students here. We had a third who was a little sick, so I said, it's okay, we don't need the germs here, so we'll talk a little bit about that program, too. So introduce yourselves, your name, your grade, and the program that you're in.
I'm Quinn Egan. I'm in 12th grade, and I'm in Health Occupations.
I'm Michael Knapp. I'm in 12th grade, and I'm in Construction Trades.
Great. And so let's start. I'm going to just kind of go through a few questions for them and let them do all the talking. In a little bit, you'll have an opportunity also to ask questions when they're done. So start by, why did you choose to go to BOCES?
I chose to go to BOCES actually because of my sophomore year tech teacher, Mr. Clark. And he pushed me to go to BOCES because he saw that I had done well with the assignments in our drawing design for production class. And so I went to BOCES and found a love for construction.
I chose to go to BOCES because I was really interested in like occupations and learning about how to help people and care for people, and that's really what my program does.
Great. Tell us a little bit about your program.
I'm in health occupations, like I said. In a couple weeks actually, I will be taking my CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant test, to work as a nurse and just be able to help people. Like I said, hopefully if I pass my CNA exam, then I'm going to go into a nursing home and get the experience for college and everything, and it really looks great on resumes for the experience. And honestly, I just love it.
And what are some of the things you do in the CPE portion of your class?
So we have a skills lab, and we do all of the skills in the lab and everything, and really get to learn how to be a nurse, if that makes sense.
Tell us about your program.
Last year, we built a woodshed, and we started the floor of a second one, which we finished this year. They're nothing fancy, nothing more than the Amish, but it's great skills for framing, learning to do basic roofing, siding, all of the sorts. We also go over all the safety on all of our tools. We have the Upstate Masonry Institute come down for usually a week, and we do some basic masonry in case kids want to go into bricklaying and all of that. We focus primarily on the basic framing and residential carpentry versus more commercial, but we still leave with the skills we need to further our careers.
And in all of our CTE programs, we have integrated math and ELA credits. So over the 2 years, they get a credit of high school for English and a credit of high school for math. Talk about your English and your math classes.
Our English and math classes, at least for construction, are primarily focused on the more nitty-gritty of the skills, doing the measuring, ELA tends to prep us for job interviews, so we go over resumes, what to do, what not to do. We also touch on, we do work orders, so we learn how to purchase online through big hardware stores and all of that. And we touch on the architect scale, which is more and less rudimentary than basic measuring.
Great. And how's that in Health Ec?
For us, for English, we do a lot of job resumes and stuff like that, writing essays, getting us ready for college. For math, we basically do a lot of charting and basic math that we would do in the nursing field.
What kind of measurements?
medication measurements. Yeah, it's like medication and stuff, like doing milliliters and stuff like that, liters and stuff.
Just giving somebody a liter of a medication instead of a milliliter
is probably a bad thing.
Okay. And then also part of the program is work-based learning. So as you know, talk about the internship part and the work experiences that you have.
I don't really do an internship. Like I said, I go out to clinicals, and I do a lot of stuff in nursing homes, like taking care of residents, help feeding, bathing, all this stuff.
I do have internships. I was fortunate enough to have one in my junior year, not just my senior year, and I was actually able to go out, even as far as Boston Spa, to job sites, and I did anywhere from putting drywall up to framing a whole deck out, and my internship led for me to have a summer job between my junior and senior year, and it really allows you to set yourself up to either have a nice, reference. So even if you don't go directly into the workforce, you can use whatever your internship is as a reference if you're applying to a college or something, and I'm also fortunate enough that I get that through my teacher.
And now you didn't do it this year, but talk a little bit about Skills USA.
Yes. So I'm going to Skills USA this year for solo carpentry. So I will have a written exam, I will do a measurements test, and I have to prove that I can lay out a rafter and a stair strip. So it's more of the basic stuff, but it'll be a great opportunity, not only for the awards that you can win, but also if I win regionals, I can go states and nationals.
And so Skills USA is a leadership organization for all of our career tech ed students. They get to compete locally, regionally, and then hopefully states in Syracuse, and then there is a national competition as well. Why was BOCES a good decision for you?
BOCES was a good decision for me because it helped me find out what I wanted to do. Because, you know, the big question is always, what do you want to do in high school? Nobody ever knows. So BOCES was able to kind of show me that I wanted to go out and do construction, and focus primarily on the management side of it.
Basically,
Michael
summed it up.
Very good. What's your favorite part of your BOCES program?
Getting to go out into clinicals and seeing what it's really like to be a nurse.
Right. And the clinicals are kind of you have a built-in internship over the course of the whole time.
Yeah.
And your favorite part?
My favorite part would probably be just doing the work. I mean, it's not hard, it's fun. They make it easy for you to understand, it's fun for you to do, and I feel like people look at it as, oh, you go to BOCES because you're not good enough for book smarts, but it's really just, you can have fun doing what you want to do.
Great. And what are your future plans?
As it stands, the company I did my internship with is offering me a job when I graduate,
nice.
So I'll be able to go there, and they'll take my labor experience through BOCES and my internship, and I will be able to do 1 year of full-time until I become a foreman, and I'll be able to work as a foreman for however long.
Great.
My plan is to go to college and become an RN, and then after that, if I would like to, I'll further career into a nurse practitioner.
Next year, I think I heard this morning, 70,000 nurses shortage next year in New York State.
Yeah.
Is that looking any better?
Yeah, good luck finding a contractor to come to your house. So. That's great.
Great. Questions from the board, and we're fortunate enough that we actually have a BOCES CP instructor right here in the room at the table as well.
Yes.
Does a great job of managing everything up at our SAIC campus and our heavy equipment program, so we really appreciate all the work that Chris does, too.
Thanks.
Just one comment. Thank you both for coming in to share the experience with us. I think it's pretty exciting to hear about what your career choices are, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. They're amazing public speakers. I don't know if they've always had that skill or this just happened, but you are amazing. The best part of what we do is being able to create opportunities for students, and that would not happen without your support and without our partnership. So we just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for allowing us to serve your students and to be able to create these kinds of amazing opportunities that really make such a difference, not only for us and for you as a school district, but also for them, because these are experiences that I'm sure they will agree that they'll never forget. So we appreciate that. If you would play our video, it's about 6 minutes long, and I think that that will give you a glimpse into our plans for innovating over the years ahead.
I love, and probably one of the things that I love, is the fact that our BOCES is visionary, and that our vision really is to be a trusted leader. And when you think about being a trusted leader in education, a trusted leader in innovation, a trusted leader in workforce development, it really starts with that key component of trust.
I think the overall picture of the strategic plan is this idea of doing a comprehensive review of all our programs and all the services that we offer districts and the communities we serve, and how do we move those into the next several years. The idea of being future-focused for each student in a 360-degree view of all their needs, while also supporting staff and creating an environment where people want to come to work.
I think the important thing about a strategic plan really is it's just providing that focus. It's really thinking about each person who works for our organization, you know, the ability of somebody to connect with, building that common language around the work that you do.
I feel like the mission creates more of a team environment, that we all have a focus for our mission and our day-to-day lives at BOCES.
I am so proud of our strategic plan, because what it does is it really gives us an opportunity to be future focused for our students and to have a framework for the type of education that we want to provide for our students for the year ahead. And so when I think about our strategic plan, at the core of that, one of our biggest priorities in our plan is the student experience. And so one of our primary goals is to enhance the student experience through service, through high quality academics, and through our instructional objectives. We have districts sending their students to us because they can't provide what we can here. So they're seeking that programming for their students, whether it's CTE in that career and technical education, or on the exceptional learner side, programming for students with disabilities and IEPs that need a different educational setting that they can't provide. So for us as a BOCES, it's important that we are focusing on what do districts need and how do we best support that, and if we don't have it right now, what do we need to do to get there? In order to provide a positive environment for our students, an environment that sustains excellence, we really have to support our staff. And now more than ever, it's not only about supporting the staff that we have, it's about implementing actions and initiatives in order to bring high quality staff on board. It's about the human resources and the human capital that we have in front of us in order to provide the right kind of service for our districts and for our students.
I think that the strategic plan will create a stronger culture here at school between students and staff. I think it's only just going to improve the rapport that we built among each other, and it's going to further prove that we are a leader in education here in the community.
And then finally, one of our priorities is operations. We think about operations in terms of facilities because the environment matters. And when we think about our strategic plan, we're focused on long-term planning for our students. We're focused on the physical environments that they walk into, the learning environments and the spaces that they walk into each and every day. But we're also focused on operations in terms of systems and having the right types of systems in place so that our operations flow smoothly, so that our work can be done most efficiently on a day-to-day basis. And so it's really those two buckets when we talk about operations. And those really are priorities that will sustain us over the next few years.
I love having a strategic plan. It's something that we can reference. It's a resource. It becomes our guiding compass for what we're doing. It's about becoming an organization, building a culture, setting roots, and really connecting with the people that we're working with. And I think that that's what's really going to bring our reputation and the community to a higher place. I also think it's going to be where people are going to want to stay for a long time and work because they're going to be proud to be there.
As with everything in education these days, we have to be flexible. We have to be ready to change with a moment's notice. And so the idea of being adaptable and flexible was really important when creating the action plan. Our priorities are big enough and large enough that we can make a shift if we need to. And we should. And we should be making shifts based on the responses and based on the things that we're seeing with our students, within our districts, and within our communities. So that idea around adaptability and flexibility is built right in so that we can adjust tasks, we can extend them, we can shorten them, we can do whatever we need to do to make sure that we're, again, working towards those priorities and that ultimate vision and mission.
I think the impact of having a strategic plan on stakeholders is just the fact that we really have an understanding and a roadmap of what we're trying to achieve and what we're working on. So when we turn to our stakeholders for involvement or for funds or support or bringing them into the classroom or getting our students out of the classroom to where they are, that roadmap and that strategic plan is going to give us our why every single time.
I appreciate so much that this is all in writing now and that we can look at it and read it and understand what the goals are, what the missions are, what the values are, to make sure that students are getting what they need, but that also our faculty and staff are being taken care of. So
I think having that plan will be beneficial because I would like to grow even more in my time here. I think having that plan and having that vision, I think will also help me with achieving something I want. And what that is to be able to make change.
As an educator, I think that just seeing more community involvement will be a great indicator to me that our strategic plan is actually working and has had a successful rollout.
We're really proud of our strategic plan and the action plans that we have that permeate every aspect of what we do. And I'm sure that you'll be hearing big things in the coming weeks ahead with regards to all the things that we're doing over at OCS. And again, thank you so much for having us here. Do you have any questions for us?
Great presentation.
Thank you.
Really nice.
Very nice.
Tony, I was disappointed not to see you in the presentation.
Future focus.
I tried.
Can you speak a little bit to enrollment trends for the programs overall? You see growth, decline,
yeah, so
steady
actually,
state?
Interesting that you asked that, because we actually just engaged in an enrollment study for our BOCES as a whole. And what we see is that for our CTE programs in particular, our enrollment is increasing, and actually our enrollment across the region is increasing. Right now we have about 21% of juniors and seniors in our region who are attending our CTE programs, which is on an upward trend.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
Can you tell us a little bit about your recruiting process? I mean, do you go out to local districts and recruit students? Do you rely on the local guidance staff and advisors to help direct that?
I mean, students, right? Allow them to talk about it and get...
We do a little bit of everything. Over the past few years, we've engaged our counselors more and more, so it's really great when we hear from our students that their counselors really have had them engaged and letting them know about both these programs. But we've used our students. We have student ambassadors in many of our programs to come back to district and talk to their peers. Our student alumni have come back and talked to their peers about programs, and we've been trying more and more to get into the districts to come in and talk to classrooms, come to open houses, and really infuse ourselves into programming within districts to make sure that we kind of bring our programs alive. You may have heard of our CTE Works event. Actually, you have, because some of your students, I believe, attended that, where we had lots of hands-on activities for students. And so really just trying to have activities where students become aware of all the programs that we offer.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Thanks for making the trip out.
Thank you.
Yes, nice job.
You don't want the other two out?
We'll do that online later.
Thank you.
Moving on, board president comments. Is there anything you'd like to say, board president?
Just a reminder to get out and see the drama club presentation, Mamma Mia. When is that, Mr. D?
March 9th and 10th, I believe.
March 9th and 10th. Make sure we support the staff and our students in regards to that. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. It always is.
Any comments from any other board members?
Just got one. Swimming this summer, I got a couple of calls. Have you gotten swimming for the kids this summer?
We are in process of working on that right now, hooking ourselves up with dates and times. Keith was speaking with Hudson Falls today, and shortly we'll be, once we get that nailed down, we'll be reaching out to the families.
They really do. That way we'll.
Yeah.
And we're going to work on doing something with the pool.
There'll be ongoing discussions with buildings and grounds and audit and finance.
I think a good thing, if you have a committee, maybe some outside people, get a couple outside people. You want people to get on the board, get more involved in the school to run for board. I think a couple citizens from outside would want to be on it. I think it would be good for us.
The presentation has to be put together by the board and sent to the community for vote.
Well, I know that, but I'm talking about some committee members, because if they're going to put the pool back in, there should be some interest from them, too, so they know. I know they send it out, but it's nice to have a couple outside members here. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps us all, you know, because I don't think some of the people believe in us out there. There's some people, you know, that it would be nice to have some outside people in here.
Anybody else? Comments? No? Exciting superintendent comments.
I'm just going to review quickly some information in regard to our winter sports. I too was going to mention Mamma Mia, can't wait. Good music. Winter sports this year are JV girls basketball, went 15-1, and they were the Adirondack League champs. Our varsity girls basketball went 8-13, and they won the Adirondack Silver Bracket Champions. Our JV boys basketball was 18-0 this year. Adirondack League champs with an undefeated season. Our varsity boys basketball went 14-8, and they lost to the number one seed Maple Hill in the sectional quarterfinals at HVCC this past week. Junior Latrell Evans scored 1,000 points this season, so I can't wait to see what he does his senior year. Varsity wrestling, Alan Bailey. I always get his last name wrong.
Bullier.
No.
Alan Bullier.
It's Bullier? I'm way too phonetic.
Yeah.
All right.
It's French.
Third place in the Section 2 Class D tournament, Aiden Smith. Second place in Section 2 Class D tournament with a fourth place in Division 2 Section 2 tournament. And C.J. Monty this year, Section 2 Class D champ. Second place in the Division 2 Section 2 tournament. And he was a New York State tournament qualifier. So a lot of good things happened in our athletics programs this year. Start off with Adriana, if you have anything you'd like to share about
sure.
The elementary school.
Yeah, so we are kicking off the month of March with PARP, so Pick a Reading Partner. We're going to tie in our Citizens Assembly on Thursday with kicking off PARP, which will be school/PTA sponsored. So students will receive weekly incentives to read for the month of March and get little prizes if they can get their sheet signed by their parents, so we kind of incentivize some reading for that. We'll have some dress-up days on Fridays. We're continuing with our citizens' assemblies. We've got our play day marked on the calendar, so that's exciting. I know Pam's looking forward to planning that. So we're, you know, it's crazy. It's already March this week, so, you know, getting ready for end-of-year stuff, and it's good.
Ethan.
So the junior high school this year is going to try something new. On March 28th, we are going to have what's called a lock-in, where the junior high students arrive at 7 p.m., and they will be in the gym until 7 a.m. We have eight staff members that are going to be with them. As you can see, our junior high staff is young. But there's some criteria to participate in a lock-in. Your academic performance must meet a certain criteria. Your behavioral performance must meet a certain criteria, as well as your attendance. These are things we are talking about religiously in the middle school. And last marking period, they did the same thing. They went sled riding at West Mountain. And this time they're going to try and do a lock-in. So like every 2 hours is going to be a new event. And the kids are very excited about it. It's keeping the suspension numbers way down. And the attendance is up. So it's working. So that will be on March 28th. God bless them. Yep.
Kendra, anything
special? We're officially in annual review season, and things are going well. We have completed all of our students who are a part of the BOCES program, so that was great to get those set early, and I'm looking forward to hopefully being wrapped up. My goal is by Memorial Day, so holding myself to that. It is a big goal. Don't tell Marcia. She may not be ready for it.
Is it?
We can move on to board and staff reports.
Sure. Treasurer's report. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the documents and reports that you have before you.
Motion.
I'll make one.
Mr. Pratt, second.
Second.
Oh, Mrs. Carter.
Yeah,
in
second.
The big chair. Yeah. any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Audit and Finance Committee notes. I'd like to recommend that the board take action to approve the notes of Audit and Finance from the January 2024 meeting.
Okay. A motion?
I'll move.
Again, Mrs. Waters. A second?
Sorry.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Board minutes. I'd like to recommend that the board take action to approve the minutes that you have before you from the meeting of what's the date? January 22nd, 2024.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, and a second. Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
CSE, CPSE minutes, as Kendra mentioned, she's been busy. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of December 13 and 15, as well as January 11, 12, 17, 25, and 30.
Okay. A motion? Here, someone say motion?
Yeah.
All set. Thank you. And Mr. Barber, getting in on the action. Good enough. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Carried.
Resignations and terminations. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Mr. Charles Putnam from the position of cleaner. I'm hopeful that he'll be appointed momentarily as a sub on our list. I'd like to approve the termination of Shelley Cernak from the position of school nurse effective February 16. As well as the resignation of Elizabeth Dobbs from her teaching position effective April 4th. She has decided to stay home and raise her family.
Okay. Can I get a motion? Mrs. LaChapelle, in a second.
Second.
Mrs. Waters, any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you.
Anyone have a concern with taking the appointments as a group?
I don't.
No.
All right. I'd like to recommend the appointment of Trish Jones to the position of clerk in our guidance office, effective February 5. I'd like to recommend Carly Pankowski to the position of school nurse. She will be compensated at our contractual rate of $35 per hour.
I'd like to recommend the appointment of Charles Putnam to the position of substitute cleaner. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Sarah Masterson to the position of substitute food service helper, as well as Sarah Masterson to the position of substitute teacher's aide. I'd also like to recommend to the board the coaching appointments that you see listed for spring of 2024 sports.
Okay, can I get a motion? Mr. Pratt, and a second.
Second.
A second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
We have a building use request from Haynes House of Hope. They requested to use a junior-senior high school for their basket party fundraiser on April 19 and 20 of 2024. They need access to the gym, lobby, and restrooms.
Motion. Mr. Lambert, a second.
Second.
Mr. Mullet, any discussion?
I have a question. Are they out of district?
They are out of district, so what we would be doing would be charging them for any additional fees associated with the use, so they need to pay the fees for custodians.
Thank you. Okay.
So the district would incur no expense.
They're trying to get in on our basket parties.
They're trying to get in on our basket parties because they're so popular here.
Do they, though, because they serve our district? Like if you were someone who needed to seek their assistance, I think that's a pretty noble cause. Maybe
it definitely is, but we've got a policy in place. They need to be a community organization in the community. Historically, if the board wishes to choose that,
I think you should revisit that policy, especially for somebody of this capacity. Something to take note on in the future.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You have before you the proposed calendar for the 24-25 school year. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that calendar.
A motion. Mr. Lambert, and a second. Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
The ballot box, I'd like to recommend the resolution that the Board of Education authorizes the opening of the ballot box that was used for the 2023 annual meeting, budget vote, and election, as well as authorizing the contents be removed, stored, and or disposed of according to the retention disposition schedule for New York State.
Motion. Lambert, a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Louis, you'll be very happy to see that we're recommending the disposal of those tires. We finally have the list, as well as they are. It's going to be shiny and new over there.
Perfect.
As well as a damaged filing cabinet and nurse office bed that is damaged.
Motion.
So moved.
Mr. Pratt. And I'll put Mrs. Norton in as a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed?
All right. Just items of information. Nominating petitions for candidacy for the Board of Education will be available in the district clerk's office beginning on Monday, February 26th. The annual meeting of the component districts will be held at BOCES on April 10th. That's the Saratoga BOCES down at the Meyer Center located at 15 Henning Road in Saratoga Springs. If anyone would like to attend that meeting, please let me know and I'll make sure we get you signed up. Also this evening, we have our second read of the draft policy for the workplace violence prevention policy. And that's what I have. No, those are just items.
Okay, so that brings up public comments.
Dave, just to clarify, you're saying you are in agreement that there should be some community input into whatever happens with the pool issue?
Yeah. So hard that we maybe get some more board members here because we don't even know where to run. Get people interested in the school itself, I think it would be a good deal.
Thank you.
Anyone else? With nothing else?
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, I guess we need a motion to adjourn.
Oh, well.
Second.
Can you look back at all of the board meetings?